This is the Borough Buzz Podcast.
Good morning, Hillsborough Elementary. I'm Emma Nagel.
And I'm Brogan Wright.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here are your morning announcements.
This week, our lunch menu is Italian Dunkers, pizza hot dish, chicken patty, and hamburgers.
We have our Veterans Day program today at 2 and no school on Tuesday to honor our veterans.
A veteran is a person who has served in the military. We are thankful for all of our veterans.
Hey, Emma, do you remember what we talked about at our last assembly?
I think so. We watched some campers make their way to Respect Ridge.
That's right. They taught us all about showing respect for our school, for our community, and for ourselves.
Let's make sure we continue to show respect each and every day by making good choices that help us feel and do our best, keeping our school clean and safe, and helping our neighbors.
This is Fred. This Friday, we will have an assembly at 1:30. Campers are going to be on a new adventure to the next stop on our map, Integrity Island.
Sounds fun. I can't wait to watch the slideshow and see who is awarded the borough badges this month.
Me too, until then.
Have a great week, everyone.
All right, well done, guys. So, Emma and Brogan, what books have you guys been, I'm going to get right into the question I always ask. What books have you been reading lately, or what book are you currently reading?
Well, I just finished Ice Dogs. It's where a girl, McKenna, she like races dogs in this really big tournament.
Is it the Iditarod or a different?
No, a different one.
Oh, okay. And you finished the book?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it to a friend? Or would you say, meh?
I kind of have a picky taste in books.
Okay.
So probably, maybe, sometimes.
Depends on what the friend's interests are and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's interesting. So at some point, you're halfway through the book, and you're starting to be like, I'm not really, this isn't my jam, this isn't my favorite, but you still finished it? You still completed the book and finished it?
Yeah, I like the book.
Oh, you did like the book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were kind of in between. You didn't know if you'd recommend it. So you're saying you are picky, and even though you're picky, you enjoyed the book?
Yeah.
Oh. So probably a lot of people would enjoy the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. How about you, Brogan?
I just finished Spirit Animals Immortal Guardians.
Okay. Was that one you got from the library?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of hesitated.
Yeah, the quiz was a little hard, though.
The AR quiz was?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a series where there's a sequel? Do you think you'll keep continuing to read the series, or you think you'll switch gears and try something else next?
Probably not.
Probably not? Okay. But you did enjoy the book, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. This week, we talked about the assembly, right? It's coming up on Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we say this week, right? This week on Friday. What kind of things do you like about our assemblies? I think I asked this maybe a month ago when we had our last assembly on the podcast. If I was a new student, how would you explain the Hillsborough Elementary assemblies to a new student? Like, what happens? What should they expect?
Like, I don't know, like, it's basically where we all just, like, line up with our class, go sit in the gym, in the bleachers, and we listen and watch, like not an episode, but, like, a little, like, video that the teachers make with our us kids.
Yeah, the video is like a slideshow of pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some music going along to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a fun part. What else happens at the assemblies?
Well, they teach us, like, different words and, like, the meanings.
Sure. And you previewed that a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Have you guys had a counselor lesson this week with Mrs. Olson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she talk about integrity a little bit?
Yeah, I think a little.
Because I was in yesterday in there when fifth grade was in there, and I know she showed a video of integrity. There was a guy shoveling snow, that type of thing. Did you guys see the same thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe that's coming up next week. Okay, yeah. I won't give any spoilers then. So integrity. And then what are some of the teachers, like Mrs. Gallagher and Mrs. Tweeton, and what do they kind of do? If you remember the last one, it was at the very like first week of school.
Yeah, they kind of like, in a way, they kind of like put on like a little skit.
That's exactly what I would call it, a little skit.
Yeah, they yeah. like, last week's was of them like marching through like the mountains or something, going through checkpoints, and like Miss McKinnon was like the tired one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was, I think that would be really good for like a little kid to see, because then they show how yeah. you want to respect the school and pick up the trash. And was it all, it was respect last time, wasn't it? Respect ourselves, respect our school, respect others.
Yeah, wasn't respect, it like respect Ridge?
Yes, it was. Yeah. I think you're right. Brogan, what else do we do at the assemblies?
Like give out awards.
What kind of awards do we have? Like, can you remind the young students who might be listening?
Music award. The gym award, the sweep award, spatula award, bus award.
Yeah, we didn't do the bus award last time. Did we? But so spatula, meaning like the class was really good in the cafeteria and really clean and using good manners. What was the other, the sweep? How do you earn the clean sweep award?
Just keeping your classroom tidy.
Yeah.
And the floors not too.
Yeah. Easy. And like you said, FIAD, music. I feel like we're forgetting one. Oh, big one.
The recess one.
Yep, the recess one. And then
Borough Pride.
Yeah. And not on Friday in November, but the next time we have an assembly, I'm adding a new one. Has the librarians told you about that? Oh, we're going to add a library trophy
for
the next one. Yeah. Nice. Kind of cool. That'll be a fun, nice little change, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What do you guys got going on the weekends here recently? You kind of wrapped up your fall sport, right? The girls are playing basketball, but that's all done now. The boys are playing football, but that's all done now. What's the next, like, the extra?
The boys are playing basketball right now.
Oh, the boys are playing basketball. Yeah. Have you had any games, Brogan?
Well, we've played four so far.
Four games?
Yeah.
Has it been fun so far?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of sixth grader boys playing basketball, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, almost like 15 of you?
Yeah. We had, like, for girls basketball, we had, like, sixth grade we had like nine, but like fifth grade they had like 15. They had a lot of girls.
Okay. And sports is kind of your thing, right, Brogan?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Mm-hmm. Really switches between seasons.
Okay. So like whatever you're playing currently, that's your favorite sport? Nice. And you have a little brother. Do you have any other siblings?
No.
Just Mox?
Yeah.
Do you like to play sports with him at home?
Yeah.
You're smiling as you say that. Tell me more.
Sometimes we get into fights.
Okay. Sometimes you guys are, you're two competitive guys. Yeah. You're two very competitive guys.
Yeah, that's me and my sister.
So he's in fourth, you're in sixth. That might be really fun when you guys are older, though.
Yeah.
Like, just think about it. Someday you'll be a senior and he'll be a 10th grader. You might be teammates.
Yeah.
You'll learn to get along by then.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And Emma, how about you? What's your next thing now that basketball is done?
I think we start volleyball soon.
Okay.
Sometime in like February.
Okay.
Yeah, sometime in February, I think.
Okay. So you have a little break right now.
What?
You have a little break right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're the older brother of a family of two, and you're the older sister of a family of three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you and your siblings get along?
Not going to lie, me and my sister fight way more than me and my brother.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But, yeah, other than that, we get into fights now and then.
Okay, and so...
Yeah.
So Brogan told me basketball is kind of his thing, but now it was football. And what's your thing, like, outside of just school and learning? Like, what's your favorite extracurricular?
Maybe? Like sports.
Sure, sport or hobby.
I like to do art. I like to hang out with my dog, Sadie.
Okay.
I play basketball, volleyball, and softball. And then I like to like go on runs a lot.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Because you're gonna be a cross country person.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say wrestling.
Nope.
No. Are you a wrestler at all? No.
Well, we both used to.
Both used to. But your dad's kind of the coach, right? Yeah. Okay. But that'll
it
be for.
It wasn't my thing.
It wasn't your thing. Oh, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. So you guys are both sixth graders. I haven't asked this question in a while. Next year you'll be in seventh. So you're the oldest kids in the school right now, right?
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give to a young student, like a kindergartner or a first grader, second grader, who might be listening to the podcast? Any advice for those young students? Like maybe something you wish someone would have told you when you were younger?
I'd say to like just be yourself and like
keep follow, talking right into the mic.
I'd say to just like be yourself and like follow the rules though. Like when I say be yourself but not like too wild.
Okay. I think I know what you mean though.
Yeah.
Be yourself, like don't try to like, keep you I don't like, let's let it be your words, not my words.
Like don't try,
what do you mean by be yourself?
Like be yourself, like just do your thing. Like you don't have to worry about what other people are gonna think. Just do it.
Nice. So you're not trying to fit in, you're just
yeah.
If it's something you wanna do and you're interested in, do it, right? It doesn't matter what other people think yeah. about you. Yeah. I like that. That's really good advice. How about you? Any advice for the younger kids?
No, not really.
It's my favorite when the sixth graders just say, listen to your teachers.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. It's like I'm forcing you to say that, but I'm not, right? Okay, what else? Anything else you want to talk about before we end it? We're getting over the 12.
Why did Cinderella not join the soccer team?
Cinderella, something about the slipper, a ball. You have any guesses?
No.
Because she always ran away from the ball.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, good job, guys.